chapter 12. Hit it. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6, 7. Hit it. Now is your time. Hit it. What I sow is what I shall reap. This is not just some spiritual saying from the Bible, but it's a universal law in life. I have found it to be very true in many different aspects of life. What you sow, you will reap. If you sow bad stuff, you'll reap bad stuff. If you sow good stuff, you'll reap the reward. If all you eat is junk food, you will reap the negative effects of that junk food. If you sow the time to train and work on your skill as a first responder, you will become a great and move up in ranking. So today, hit it. Everyone wants success. Most people want to win. As a hero, I know that you desire to be your best. So you are fit for life, or you wouldn't be reading this right now or listening to this audio. Everyone wants to be successful, but those who achieve success are sowing the right seeds every single day. Those successful athletes, those successful marriages, those successful businesses, those winning in their fitness, in their health, in their finances, they all have one thing in common. They sow the seed to get and reap that reward. They are disciplined and determined to do what needs to be done day in and day out to win. They hit it. They do what they have to do when they have to, even when they don't feel like doing it. Harry S. Truman once said, "Men make history and not the other way around. In periods where there is no leadership, society stands still. Progress occurs when courageous, skillful leaders seize the opportunity to change things for the better." Rewind that and listen to it again. It's powerful. You have an opportunity right now, my friend. Having a big dream is not enough. Wanting to make more money is not enough. The desire to get that promotion, have that thriving marriage, transform your body and increase your fitness and health or finances is not enough. That desire, don't get me wrong, it's a must, but it is not enough. You must be driven and willing to invest each day into your most valuable player, you. You are the most valuable player. You are the MVP. The self-disciplined first responder who accepts no excuses, has complete resolve to be fit for life, and executes the daily rituals is the one who wins. This is how you separate yourself. This is how you truly become fit for life. How much time are you sowing in getting what you want? Let me ask you that again. How much time are you sowing into getting what you want? Are your daily actions lining up with what you say you want? Ask yourself right now, are my daily actions lining up with what I say I want? What are your daily habits, your daily rituals, your daily routines? How much effort are you sowing into your daily action steps to get what you desire? Hit it. Hit it. There is no better time than right now. You don't have to wait to feel 100% like doing it. Just do it. Hit it. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just get moving, baby. Are you sowing the right seed? Stop wasting your time staying busy and start investing your time to get closer to being fit for life. Starting today to make sure that you are sowing the right seed on a daily basis to reap the ultimate reward as a hero that you are. You are a hero. Let me repeat that. You are a hero. Start today to make sure that you are sowing the right seed on a daily basis so that you can reap the ultimate reward as the hero that you are. You deserve to be your best. You deserve to be fit for life. To be fit for life, you have got to eliminate the daily distractions. I have met so many first responders who lead conflicting lives. They say they want one thing, but they are just not willing to do what it takes to go and get it. Don't be deceived into thinking these distractions will not keep you from winning. You eliminate distractions in your life that you know are keeping you from being your best, and you'll start to be your best. Thomas Jefferson once said, "If you want something you have never had, you must be willing to do something you've never done." Today, to be fit for life, you will hit it. Just do it. You'll start today to be disciplined and invest in the time every day to sow the right seeds so that you can reap the right reward. Today's take action. What do I desire to reap? Powerful question. What do you want to reap? What's the reward that you're expecting in life? What one disciplined thing will I sow every day, starting today, to make that happen? What am I going to do that I've never done so that I can get what I have never had? Today's winning confession. I am a hero. I deserve to win. I choose today to make sure my daily actions line up with what I say I want. I will hit it. Even when I don't feel like 100%, I will do it. I'm just disciplined. I'm so determined. I was born to win. And today, I will start to sow good seed so I can reap the reward and ultimately be fit for duty and fit for life.